So hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're going to go into a time now with our scripture. So go ahead and open your Bible to the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 4. Our scripture today is Acts chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. And the subject is no other name, taken from verse 12. So let me begin by reading the passage altogether from verse 7 to 14, and then we'll go into some meditation and some comments. Acts chapter 4, verse 7. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name do you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. Our text comes primarily from verse 12, which says, Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. The very words of God. Amen. So, Pastor Hiroshi chose this as our theme verse for 2021, which I find very interesting. Here we are at the 21st year of the 21st century, here in Hiroshima, Japan, and a Japanese pastor has chosen this verse as the theme verse for this year. To me, it's kind of amazing for two reasons. The first reason is the two reasons are the context, the historical and the cultural context we find ourselves in. The cultural context is Japan is not a Christian country. And in fact, it's very pluralistic in its religion, in meaning it definitely doesn't agree with this verse. If this verse was taken seriously, it would be almost offensive to people who were listening or reading it, because it talks about how Jesus is the only way that people can be saved. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name. And in a society, in a country that doesn't believe in only one God, it believes in many gods and that there are many religions, the fact that a Japanese pastor chose this as his theme verse That's amazing. That's the cultural context we find ourselves in. And then this, the historical context, which is, as you know, because you're on the computer now, we can't meet together because of a global health crisis, a pandemic. And here we are, waiting for salvation through a vaccine, or maybe hopefully someday a cure, I don't know. And here the scripture says, there is no other salvation. There's no other name by which we can be saved except through Jesus Christ. Pastor Hiroshi chose this in this year to do that. And what's interesting is when this was first spoken by Peter, it was in the same kind of cultural and historical context that Pastor Hiroshi has chosen it. So when Peter spoke this, there was also a health crisis happening. It wasn't a global health crisis, it was an individual health crisis. One person was going through a crisis. There was a man sitting around the city center, the temple in Jerusalem, and he was lame. He couldn't walk, and he was over 40 years old. So he had been in this situation a long time. He was in a health crisis, as you can say. And so Peter says, I can't give you money, but what I do have, I'll be happy to give to you. And in the name of Jesus, get up and pick up your mat. And so the man was healed, and he's up, and he's dancing, and he's telling all the people he's healed, and they can't deny it. The people know this man. He's been there for years, perhaps decades, and he's dancing and shouting and praising God in the temple. And so a crowd comes and they see, and so what does Peter do? He starts preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. This is happening in Acts chapter 3. So Peter is preaching the gospel, and he's there with John, the other disciple, and everybody is coming and many people are believing. It says that eventually 5,000 came to believe. And so the police, the temple police go there and they're worried about this. And so they arrest them and they're in jail overnight. And then the next day they bring Peter and John in front of the temple priests and the head priests and the officials. And they're questioning him, and that's where our story picks up in verse 7 of chapter 4. And they're questioning him, what power, what name, what authority do you think you're doing these things and preaching this message? And so Peter goes into it, and he says, you know, it's the one you killed, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That no name, no count, small town came a no name, no count, small man that you killed like another no name, no count murderer or thief or rebel. You killed him, but God, after 3 days, raised him up back to life. We've seen him. We've touched him. We've eaten with him. We've spoken with him. He's alive and he's not dead. And in fact, the scripture says, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. That's verse 11. In other words, if God is making his kingdom, and if the kingdom is like a building, like this temple, and the builders who are the leaders, that's you, religious leaders, you went and you took a stone and you rejected it. You said it's not worthy, it's not qualified, it's not good enough to be part of this building. Well, the architect picked up that stone and made it the foundation, the cornerstone for which the whole building stands. The kingdom of God is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, whom you rejected by crucifying him on the cross. That's what Peter's saying. So you ask us, what power? Well, it's the power that raised Jesus from the dead. What name? The name is Jesus Christ. For what reason? Salvation. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to mankind. Now, okay, that's for this little man at the temple who was healed. And maybe that's for this little city of Jerusalem where Peter was arrested. And maybe it's for this little country of Israel 2,000 years ago that Peter was speaking this. But the important word to answer that question is, it says, under heaven. There is no other name under heaven. That's an old Bible expression. You could see it all the way through the Bible from the beginning. That word under heaven means everywhere on earth. So not only Jerusalem, not only Israel, not only the Middle East, Japan, Hiroshima, here in this city. And not only 2,000 years ago, but here in 2021, under heaven, in Japan, 2021, there is no other name. This will be offensive and insulting to anyone who takes this seriously. You want to say, and it's crazy because this is Pastor Hiroshi's theme verse. In Japan, in 2021, in a place where there are many gods, many religions, and it's very open and very tolerant, people would look at this and say, that's so narrow, that's so exclusive, that's so small-minded, that's so arrogant. That's so offensive. What's the answer to that? What is the answer to that? How can you follow a religion that says all the other religions are no good? I remember a long time ago, I was there. I work at a Catholic school. I was, and in my school, we had a month of prayer, and it was open to faculty and students. And so during this month of prayer, you go in before school starts. We had a sanctuary. And I was sitting in the back row before the prayer meeting starts, and I was reading my Bible. So I'm sitting in the back. I had my Bible open, and I'm just reading quietly, waiting for the prayer meeting to begin at my school. And other people are coming in. There's faculty and students. Most of them are not Christians. A few of them are. But they're welcome to join. So one of the old administrators taps me on the shoulder. He sees that I'm reading a Bible, and he understands that I'm a Christian. And he says to me in Japanese, he whispers in my ear, he says, you're reading a Bible. You know, there's many ways up the mountain, right? There's many paths that lead to the top. Disho. And he was saying, yeah, you're a Christian, but Christians aren't the only people who can go to heaven. Jesus is not the only way to heaven, right? That's what he was whispering in my ear. I was shocked. I was caught off guard. I wasn't expecting to have a conversation with a man. I was just reading my Bible. And I was caught off guard, so I couldn't answer him. All I said was, ah, so desu ne. All I could say was, yeah, I guess so. I still remember that now because I really regret that. I wish I was ready just to say something. What could I say? How could you answer somebody? There's many paths up the mountain. All roads lead to the same heaven. I wish I could have said something that would just say, no, that's right. I don't know. There's a lot of paths that lead off the cliff. I don't know. But you know, if there's one thing I could have said, I might have said this verse. There's many ways to the top. Well, salvation is found in no one else. There's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which they must be saved. If I had that on my mouth at that time, I don't know. So it's offensive because it's exclusive, it's narrow. And yet a Japanese pastor in 2021 chose this verse. I love that. Actually, it's the same cultural context that we find this verse, because in the Bible, when Peter said this, it was the time of the Roman Empire, which built their empire from the Greeks. And so the Greeks and the Romans, they were very open religiously. They believed there were many gods, and you could practice your religion just fine, because these gods were all the same, except they didn't have the same responsibility. So some gods would be the god of health. Another god is the god of the economy. Another god is the god of relationships. And, you know, they all have their different responsibilities. They were limited in their power, authority. And so they didn't think, you know, there was only one way for salvation. That's the same context that we find today. Everybody says, look, you can believe what you want. Just keep it to yourself. There's many ways to heaven. And here, Hiroshi Sensei is saying, no, there's one way. There is one way. So what do we think? What do we say? How can you follow Jesus with this kind of idea? The thing is, maybe at first you think there's many ways and there's many kinds of religions and they could all be true. The problem is, Jesus himself doesn't let you do that if you're a Christian. Because Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus himself said that. And you know what? There's one more place he says something. It's even more offensive. Jesus himself said, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham existed, I've always been existed. He's saying, before Abraham was, I am. What he means is, I created Abraham. I created his father, Noah. I created his father, Adam. And before Adam, I am. I was always the one who existed. I am God. That's what Jesus is saying. And so Jesus is saying, you want to follow me? This is who I am. There is no other way. There is no other name but me. So if you're living in this country, in this city, this year, to think, there's many ways to God, there's many ways to heaven, there's many paths to eternal life, you need to understand what Jesus is saying. And not only Jesus, but his disciples. Peter, the first leader of the church, who said, salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. So here's the heart of the whole message. This is it. We can go home after this. Well, you're already home, but you know what I mean. Jesus is different from all the other religions. He's not like Muhammad of Islam. He's not like Buddha of Buddhists. He's not like Siddhartha. He's not the Krishna of the Hindus. He's not like any other leader of any other religion. He's not saying, here's what you do, and here's how you obey. He's not saying that you should do this and be good in order to go to heaven. Jesus is saying, I did it. I did the good work. I did the obedience. I am the way. The pressure is off you, because I took all of it on myself. And so when Jesus died on the cross, his death was our death, in that when we trust in him, we have put to death our sin, but also we have put to death our righteousness. So all of our good things, all of our bad things died with Jesus when we follow him to the cross. And then when he rose from the dead, we believe, we follow him in the same power, in the same name, in the same authority, under his authority, under his name. That's what it means to follow Jesus this year in this city. To trust in him and in him alone. There is no other name. That is salvation. One more thing. Other religions, particularly in Japan, being a multi-god or pantheistic religion, they believe that when you die, someday you will become God. That's what Pastor Hiroshi was saying this morning. That's what most Japanese believe. When you die, your soul, your spirit, your immaterial being becomes God. But Christians say, no, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that we can be united with God. We are still who we are. But because we come together with God, we have life in God. That's what salvation means. It's unity, connection, relationship with our Creator, our Maker. That's salvation. That's eternal life. And when he says, we must be saved, I love how strong that is. Every single person in Japan must be saved. Every single person in Hiroshima needs Jesus Christ. That's why God put us here, this city, this year. To live and give and love the people God has put us in and amongst, so that they can see the way of salvation in us, that they can meet Jesus through us. And by meeting Jesus, they can come together and be reconciled with God. Now, one temptation, I'm sorry, just one more point. One temptation is, you know, because of this society and this culture and this time, we can't be so narrow. We can't be so hard with our message. We have to say, yeah, come and just believe whatever you want. You know, Jesus is one of the ways. Yeah, it's okay. Buddhism and Islam and Hinduism and whatever just come and be part of the church. And that way we'll have as many people come. But I love that Pastor Hiroshi says, nah. That's not how people are saved. And that's not how people are made to follow Jesus Christ. That's not how people are grown in their connection with God. We double down. We lean in. We stay close to this message, this gospel. There is no other name. There's no other way. It is through Jesus Christ alone. That's what Japan needs. That's what Hiroshima needs in 2021. And I'm committed to follow Pastor Hiroshi as he follows our Savior Jesus Christ. So I hope that will be something that you can follow and meditate on throughout this week. I'm looking forward to meeting you and seeing you face to face, hopefully next Sunday. Pastor Hiroshi has said that if there is a declaration of emergency, then we'll stay at home. But if not, we'll come together again on January 10th. So hopefully we'll see you then. Let me pray and we'll close the service. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for even the handful that has been able to log on, tune in, live stream today's English service. We thank you for the worship time. We thank you for the time in the Word. We pray that you'd help us to be faithful to the message of the gospel, one name, Jesus Christ. We pray that you'd give us the power and the strength and the words and the generosity and the spirit that will love and give and serve the people that you have sent us to this year, at our homes, at our work, in our neighborhood, wherever we go. Please help us be ready with a message of love of Jesus Christ. For this is our prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. So that concludes our service for today. Thank you for logging on. See you soon. Have a great week.